JD Welsh Premier League podcast. I'm with Mo Torre, young player of the year for the JD Welsh Premier League. Whilst your journey was at Barry Town United this season, you were certainly on the sidelines when Newport County had a heck of a journey for them as a team this season. It must have been wonderful to see how well that side has done, but not unexpected under what Flynn's done before.
Yeah, I was like gutted not to be involved, but like, I was always there helping out, like going to every Tuesday night game and being there for the boys. But like, they've been brilliant. Like, I congratulated the gaffer after the game because he's been brilliant, and hopefully next year I can like bring some into the team and hopefully push on next year.
What amazes me about Newport County's stamina is for the second season now they've had an elongated run in the FA Cup, and yet, you know, I think they were about 5 games in hand and 10 points off the playoffs by the time that had finished. There was still growth in them, and they got to a Wembley final. I mean, that's a lot of football to be playing.
Yeah, we had a lot of games in hand, so we had to take care of what was being done. So we had a lot of Tuesdays, Saturdays, so it's hard for the players to play on Tuesday nights and then Saturday in the evening. So, but like, we train a lot, fitness-wise, very good, and like, we knew what was needed. And then in the FA Cup, there was extra times. There were, like, in the playoffs, extra time, first leg, second leg, so, and then in the final, extra time, and we just showed like how fit as a team we are. So, well, next year, hopefully we can do better than what we have this year.
Is that a big core of Newport County's training module, fitness, knowing that you won't have to play for 90 minutes, you might have to play for 96, 120?
Yeah, well, Newport, like, we train a lot, so a lot has got to do with the fitness, so there is a lot of endurance involved. So, like, coming to a team like that, you can always expect more than 90 minutes. So.
And that's the physical side of what Newport County have achieved. On the mental side, obviously you have to push yourself even further. Talk us through what the team strength is like in Newport County. I know you've been out of it a bit this season, but obviously you know the characters who have done very well this season. Is there a team mental strength that gets them to where they've been this season?
Yeah, there's a massive team bond. Like, in the changing rooms, we just banter around, and like, everyone just loves having a dig at everyone. So like, the atmosphere is unbelievable. So as a team, like, we all gel, and then that just puts more confidence in, say, Saturday match, like, or Tuesday night matches. So it's just massive gel. So that's where like all the mental and all of that comes in. So I think we just all get on so well.
Did some of that come from being an underdog? I mean, although Newport have achieved so much in the past few years, they still looked at as an underdog team. I mean, obviously against the Leicester Cities of this world, they're an underdog team, Manchester City. But even in some of the League Two games, like I say, where they had games in hand, people might think their legs have gone, they were rated below the other sides. Yet, actually, you'd back them to win it.
Yeah, well, if you're underlined as an underdog, you don't feel like you've got much proof. But like, as we're Newport County, we've like shocked a lot of people, and that's like, we don't want to be seen as an underdog as much as like other teams. But coming up against Leicester City, great Premier League side, like, we're obviously going to give it our best. Like, we've got nothing to lose, it's just a one-off game. So I felt like them sort of games, we can just show what we are and what kind of team we are and the character we have in the changing rooms.
Before we talk about your future, you are talking to me in a red top, or FA Wales top, of course, because one of the other greatest achievements this season, being part of that training squad, being part of that environment, you've done well with Barry, you've seen what Newport have done. Would it be fair to say the biggest kick you've probably got this season is being around massive names in a squad?
Yeah, well, the under-21 squad is brilliant. Like, if you look at the players, like Regan Poole's in there, and he's the captain, Mark Harris, so you've got great names in there. And I feel privileged to be involved in the training, the games, and hopefully I can get more call-ups from like what they've seen of me so far.
How much of a boost does it give you to be around those names then?
Massive, because it just puts so much confidence in me. Say, going training, like, I just feel good knowing that I'm playing with players like these, and hopefully that just pushes me more.
And Rob Page, you played for Barry Town this season. Some nations might be snobby about their smaller national leagues and might have gone, you know, he's dropped down a level, he's probably not in my thoughts. But Rob Page has made that quite clear. He's seen what you've done for Barry Town, and he sees there's still a skill there.
Yeah, he's got his own opinion on players. Like, he's not going to listen to other people in the English league saying that he's playing for Barry Town while you're looking at him. But I'm glad that he's looked at me, and obviously shows a lot from him, and hopefully I can prove to him why I should be here.
Right, finally to your future. Does part of you regret that you might not be part of the Barrytown trip to Europe?
Yeah, well, part of me does, because I've worked hard to, obviously, well, as a team, really, going to Europe, and it'd be nice to finish off by playing these two games. But if not, then I 100% come and, like, wish them luck and come and celebrate with the boys when they win.
And you'd say to every Newport County fan, if you got a spare midweek and Barry are playing in that game, get down to that game.
Yeah, 100%.
And you, Newport County next season, look, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, Newport County have done so well this season. There are some very strong players. There's competition for places there. So you have to fight that battle. But I've seen Twitter many a times from Newport County retweet Barrytown United's tweets of some great goals that you've done or something that you've done very well. You obviously have a lot of love for you at the county, and your determination is to fight your way into a first team place next season.
Yeah, and I appreciate every Newport County fan, and like everyone else that's uploading or tweeting stuff about me, puts a lot of confidence in me. But yeah, like you said, obviously some of the players are outstanding at Newport, so it's going to be hard next season to try and get in the team because of what they've achieved this year. So I'm just looking forward to like what the season brings on.
And there's everything that points you to think that Newport County next season will be promoted, they'll be a stronger force, and you've got to be part of that, eh?
Oh, just going to have to see what the season brings. I'm not going to get too confident and say that we're going to get in the playoffs straight away, but I have got massive confidence in the boys to give everything they have for the fans and for the level of the club.
Well, Mo, it's been a pleasure having you in this league. I know you've enjoyed yourself and we've enjoyed seeing you, and we'll send you back down the M4 to Newport County and insist that they play you as many times as possible, because I think they've got a great talent with you, and obviously we want to see County travel higher up the leagues as well. But thank you for your time on the podcast.
Thank you. Cheers.